Canmore. Canmore's Evia Balaiiro is making every moment count with Canada's best volleyball minds. After an impressive 12 months of recruitment and participating at a national development camp, the 17-year-old defensive specialist is one of 22 athletes attending Volleyball Canada's Women's U21 training camp for a shot to compete at the 2022 U21 Pan American Cup from June 5 to 13 in Mexico. "It's really nice to push myself in this setting and have other players and coaches that will push you as well," said Balaiiro, a grade 12 student at Canmore Collegiate High School who has committed to the University of Calgary Dinos. Following the May 25 to June 4 training camp in Edmonton, 12 athletes will be selected to the travel roster that will head to La Paz for the tournament. Still in high school, Balaiiro is one of the youngest vying for a spot on the team, and it comes at a time when juggling athletics and academics is a must for the soon-to-be grad. "It is a little stressful knowing I'm going to also have to do school work there and come back right before exams, but I'm just taking this as an amazing opportunity just to get better and play with a lot of really good players," she said. Playing libero, Balaiiro was highly sought after by universities, getting first and second looks by some of the country's finest programs. In her grade 11 year, Balaiiro began speaking to Christine Biggs, coach of the Calgary Dinos program, which is one of the top volleyball universities in Canada. In what's been described as a rarity, Balaiiro accepted a verbal offer to attend the University of Calgary before starting her grade 12 year. On the court, the top prospect is a relentless bulldog. "A ball is never too far out of reach to fearlessly dive head first and keep alive." Her voice comes up as big as her play too, being a vocal presence on and off the court. "It's just, about, giving it all I got at every play," she said. Last fall, the tough defender attended Volleyball Canada's National Excellence Program, NEP, replacing an injured player after being a late cut. However, it's moments like that Balaiiro has jumped on and made the most of. "It is always hard not to be selected for a team, but that just made me more competitive and more driven to get better," she said. "I just went out firing and showed him what I got." With a new opportunity in front of her, Balaiiro is diving in headfirst, again. "For me, it's just kind of going in there and playing my best and not being timid. Talking lots and being super enthusiastic with the team and just excited to be there and let the coaches know I'm grateful for the opportunity and show them what I have to offer," she said.